Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Rick Fisher, writing most recently about China and Belarus. Yes, you're right to say, what? Belarus, the borderland with Poland and the Baltic states, and the possessor, we're told, of tactical nuclear weapons thanks to the deployment by Vladimir Putin and the Kremlin. Led by a dictator who brutalizes his own people. But now, Rick Fisher, what your photograph indicates is that China has found a way to link up with Belarus. Not only that, but Belarus has joined the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And your photograph indicates that there was an exercise, anti-terror exercise, between China and Belarus. This looks fresh. What connection can we possibly imagine here, China and Belarus? Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Yes, as all of the NATO leaders are meeting in Washington, D.C. and tying up the traffic, celebrating the 75th anniversary of this vital alliance, China has opened a door to future wars against NATO and with Russia. Starting on about July 7 or so, China deployed what looks to be about 80 to 90 troops right to the border, the tri-border with Ukraine, Poland, and Belarus to conduct a so-called counter-terror exercise. Although a Belarus Ministry of Defense press release says the military of both countries night landing, overcoming water obstacles, and conducting operations in a populated area. Now, that could fall under the category of counter-terror operations, but it also sounds like straight-out conventional military armored cooperation. And the implication here, John, is that China is beginning to demonstrate to NATO and the United States that it can join Russia, it can join Belarus in wars in Europe, wars against the democracies.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, there is a suggestion that North Korean combat engineers will join Russia's forces in the fight against Ukraine. Here you talk about the Chinese exercising with Belarus right up against Poland, a NATO member, 5 kilometers from the border, by the way. Do you think that it's actually possible that we would see China rescue Russia in Ukraine or something similar in the future?
Gordon, if Russia decides to expand its war after, let's say, it rearms over the next 2 to 4 years and rebuilds its offensive blitzkrieg assault strength, I would fully expect that a Russian assault against Poland, against the Baltics, would include troops from the East. You mentioned North Korea. They will be paid well, probably by the Chinese, to send large contingents. And by 2030 or so, the People's Liberation Army Air Force will have enough heavy transports to move a full armored brigade to wherever they want. They could put a full armored brigade into that tri-border area to lead an assault against Ukraine or to pivot to Poland.
Another report that you made very useful to me is about Space Force. China has a Space Force. It also has an International Lunar Research Station program called a coalition. And you report at Geostrategy Direct that Kazakhstan is now joined. I note this, Rick, because NATO has put out a statement, I read it quickly at Bloomberg, that NATO is very keen on developing its Space Force thinking, that it's now part of the coalition's planning. Is that also true with China? Are they anticipating this? What looks like a research station is in fact a Space Force?
Yes, John. I fully expect that the International Lunar Research Station, as it evolves into creating permanent bases on the moon beginning in the early 2030s, that this effort will be folded into the larger Chinese program to control the moon, to pick fights on the moon, to dominate the moon, and especially to use the moon to dominate cislunar space so as to dominate low Earth orbit, and with that, to dominate wars on Earth. If you are signing up to the International Lunar Research Station, you are signing up to the Chinese program for dominating the Earth-Moon system and to promote the hegemony of the Chinese Communist Party on Earth.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Rick, the Chinese have brought back samples from the far side of the moon. Is that going to be where they're going to be as well as other parts of the moon, or do you think that they're going to concentrate at specific places?
Gordon, it looks as if the Chinese are staking out locations in the southern hemisphere that are best suited for maintaining constant contact with the Earth and for placing intelligence gathering and eventually other military assets to dominate the moon and to dominate that cislunar space.
What we have there is from the border of Poland, Ukraine, and Belarus to the South Pole of the moon. China's got big ambitions, and these people signing on with them, Belarus, Minsk, and Kazakhstan, are they aware that what they're joining is a total combat organization from the Earth to the moon? Do they know this as they join, Rick? We have about a minute.
John, I believe they do. China is leading a dictatorship alliance. It is setting the program. It is privately explaining to all its members what China's program entails, and they are soldiers in the new Chinese Axis of Evil coalition.
And that will extend, Kazakhstan knows and Belarus knows. They're not being fooled.
No, they understand completely.
And Gordon, is it your information that NATO's aware of this?
Well, they might be aware of it, but they're not doing anything about it. I think NATO really at the moment has more pressing issues at home.
Rick Fisher is a senior fellow for the International Strategy Assessment and Strategy Center, writing up about Kazakhstan joining with China, ambition for the moon, and Belarus joining with China, we'd have to say ambition for Ukraine for the moment. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batten.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.